I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. As we say every 15 minutes.
Yeah, you do say it a lot.
We're on the air from 1 until 4. We have to do what we have to do. After 4 o'clock, you can hear the podcast, John and Ken on Demand, on the iHeart app for anything you missed.
And you, if you missed the Moist Line, those folks are coming up in about 15 minutes. Oh, right before that, your chance at money with a keyword, although you can't listen to the podcast and jump into the contest. I don't think that works.
No. Just no, you'll be wasting your time.
I don't even know if it's on the podcast. Is it, Eric? Or is
no, the podcast is not. Or the podcast does not have the competition.
It's deleted.
Sorry, guys.
All right. So also, we've got some hacks for the dumpster. The mob members are here, from what I understand, is the sixth week in a row. Hopefully, they've changed members.
That's a lot of bodies stacked up inside that stinking dumpster. Jeez.
We begin the hour with a brand new documentary, 70-minute film that's being released today. You can see it at leavingcamovie.com. We're going to talk to the filmmaker in a moment, but we're first going to play a trailer for this. It's called Leaving California, The Untold Story. Here we go.
The homeless problem is getting worse. It's not getting better. Crime is getting worse. It's not getting better. Regulations are getting worse. It's not getting better.
People are bailing on California in record numbers.
Showing more than half of Californians are considering moving.
It might be harder to find a U-Haul than to find your next home.
The exodus of people moving out of California is not new.
No sane person would want to leave California if they could make it here.
For the first time ever, people are leaving.
In 2020, California lost 650,000 people.
First time in my lifetime I've heard that.
I'm leaving California.
Why, you should consider moving to heaven.
We're gonna miss you guys.
Several high-profile companies like Tesla have moved their headquarters.
I'm out of here. This place is gonna stink. Watch, they already have high taxes.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
California treats businesses like criminals and taxpayers like organ donors, and people get tired of it.
Here's some of our costs.
Drivers are paying at $7.39 a gallon.
$3 million. This is like a normal house.
Our problems are man-made. All you have to do is pay attention.
Here is what I found.
I can't be the only person who's seeing this.
The California legislature can't go on forever like this. This is a form of self-destruction.
When I came here 22 years ago, it was a different California.
Where is the state headed?
California will deteriorate.
Where'd the money go?
This is because of stupid policies. There's no other word for it.
The politicians are making money off our problems.
People were tricked.
They're being lied to, and their way of life is being destroyed.
There's a lot of people that you would be surprised by their stories.
My entire family is leaving.
You know, we left all of our friends behind.
Hey, live a day or two in our shoes.
We're going to lose the very core values that built this state.
California's bad ideas go national really fast. And if California fails, the United States failed.
All right, that's the trailer for the movie. You can see it at leavingcamovie.com. And as I mentioned before, it's called Leaving California, The Untold Story. We're now going to talk to the producer, writer, and the host of the 70-minute documentary. Siamak Kourami is coming on the show.
Siamak, thank you for coming on with us. Normally, the first question would be, where'd you get an idea like this? But this is what you live and we live with every day. And everyone listening, I think, could relate to every single quote in that montage.
Thank you for having me, first of all. And yeah, it's not an original idea because I interviewed actually 300 people on my show. I host a show called California Insider. As I was interviewing these experts, I saw a lot of problems in this state. And then I realized people are leaving the state. And this documentary is a chance for us to tell the story of why and connect all the dots between the problems that average people have in California and the policies that the leaders are making. And I'm an immigrant. I'm from Iran, and I grew up in Iran, lived in Mexico, lived in China. 27% of Californians are immigrants. And we're kind of not paying a lot of attention because this country is so much better from wherever most people come from. And I was not paying a lot of attention to who's in office, which laws are passing in California, and as a result of it, I decided to, after a while, I figured out, after interviewing these thought leaders, I realized, wow, there's a lot of people like me that have no idea what's happening in this state. And if we continue at this path that we're going, things are going to get a lot worse than now, because we're paying, right now what we see on the streets of California is the cause of the policies of 5 years ago, 10 years ago. The laws that are passing now are a lot more extreme. And this is why I made this documentary.
Let me ask you this, because from the title, Leaving California, The Untold Story. Why did you choose those words, The Untold Story? I'm curious about that.
Well, when you think about it, you wonder why people are leaving. There is a lot of, you can say people are leaving because of housing, because cost of living, cost of housing, crime, education, all sorts of reasons. But the untold story is the why behind those reasons. And when we actually dug deeper, we realized people are leaving because of California's government policies.
The government policy. Yeah, the government policy leads to the housing shortage. Because they,
yes,
for example,
they've
cordoned off large areas of California that cannot be developed.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, one of the fascinating things we found out during doing this documentary is the government of California is trying to build housing. They're desperately trying to build housing. But at the same time, they talk about it, but at the same time, they pass the law that you have to have solar. You're mandated now for every new home you build, you have to have solar. That's going to add $30,000 to $40,000 for each new home built to the cost of the home. So it's kind of contradicting each other, what they want to do and what happens.
Yes, they're trying to micromanage the state in ways that sometimes conflict with other policies that they come up with. It's a very bizarre mix.
What explains this extreme progressive government that's developed over the last 10 years?
Yeah, what do the voters have to do with this?
And the extreme apathy by the voters as these crazy people took over.
You know, one of the things is that most people are not involved, and we trust that the politicians that we have. And a decade ago, the state was still controlled by Democrats, like the legislative body, but the laws were not as extreme as they are today. Even though there are still bad laws that we voted on, like Prop 47, you guys were talking about crime, but since we've kind of trusted so much on these politicians, and we are not connecting the dots. The other part is the media. The media is not telling people why they're seeing crime in the streets. You guys are doing it, but for the most part, the mainstream media, newspapers are not saying crime.
No. Oh, they write it off as just being minimal. But when you think about California losing a House seat, that's a big deal. That just doesn't happen, right? Maybe we didn't lose millions of people, but we lost a House seat. I mean, that's a definite trend.
Well, the trend started a decade ago, and it was a small number, but we were able to make up for the population with the new birth. But now that the number is getting bigger and bigger, less people are coming, more people are going, and the birth rate is not making up for the difference.
I've seen a study where actually millions have left in the last decade. But you're right. At the beginning, it was being replaced by other people moving in births and whatnot. Immigration, obviously. But a lot of, immigration to California has dried up. To some extent, it did certainly during the pandemic. The birth rate has slowed down, and I don't think people living in Florida and Texas are dreaming about moving to California anymore like they used to.
Yeah, and especially when you see in the news, one of the things we found out in this documentary about homelessness, when you look at the homelessness in California and all the money that we're spending, what we're trying to do, we dug deeper and we're told the story that homelessness is about poverty. And when you look around on the people that are on the streets, and some might be facing poverty, but if you look around, the poorest people in this state are illegals. You don't see them on the streets.
No, it's mental illness and it's drugs and alcohol. Yeah.
No, they go to work and they might be making pennies, but they wake up every day and go to work.
Yeah, and that's what, if you go to work, you can afford to live here. If you're not on drugs. And so we are told this is a poverty problem. We're spending billions of dollars on housing. Meanwhile, the streets are controlled by gangs, which they have their own rules of engagement. They have drug dealers actually selling drugs to mentally ill people or people that are addicts. Yeah. And we've kind of given the streets away. And so this documentary will showcase what's going on and how our policies are causing all these problems. I feel like this is a very important documentary for California because people need to see it. And people need to get out of this political mindset like, oh, I want to vote for Democrats or I want to vote for Republicans. We need to really pay attention to what we are voting for because they have gotten so tricky, these ballot propositions and the laws. They do polls on us and they actually find out what we think. And then they make the title to what we like. But the law is completely different from what we vote on.
All right, you can see the film at leavingcamovie.com. Siamak, thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate it.
And thank you for having me. You guys have a good one.
All right, he is California Insider Podcast TV host Siamak Karami.
Well, we got a link on Twitter, and we got a link on our webpage.
Right, leavingcamovie.com, in case you forget it. But it's filled with a lot of the stuff we talk about, put together in a 70-minute documentary from Epic Original Productions. Coming up next, first order of business, give you another keyword where you can win $1,000. And then The Moist Line, Part 1. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, coming up, packs for the dumpster. There'll be three, and yes, they're connected to each other in one story revolving around the catalytic converter. How weird. All right now, though, it's time to bring up the Moist Line, folks. You leave us messages. They're sorted through by our technical director, Eric Sklar, and I imagine they're edited.
Do you drink while you're listening to these?
No, I can't drink on the job.
You'd be surprised what goes on here.
Use the iHeartRadio app or call our toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
If California's Senate Bill 94 gives these murderers and rapists a second chance, what does it offer as a second chance to the families of victims who have suffered tragic losses? What do they get out of this?
Yeah, these environmentalist scumbags who want to take away the Balboa Ferry, I'd rather swim across the canal than ride on an electric motor that might bankrupt this guy. These communist, green sons of
they don't give that kind of access to people who talk to themselves on the internet.
The High Speed Rail Authority, they say they're going from Bakersfield to Madera. No, they're not. They're going from Delano, which is 30 miles north of Bakersfield, to Madera. How many people are going to want to go from Delano to Madera?
How much you want to bet that not one city employee driving around town doing anything would report a pothole to try and fix the situation?
I cannot stand people who always finish their sentences with a question mark. Like, kind of like this. What's up with that, man?
You guys are always complaining about all these bums and hobos wandering around. You forget that your average Angelino is a bum. Doesn't matter if they're living on the street in their car, an apartment, or a house. They're a bum.
Doesn't this bring back memories of the movie Down and Out in Beverly Hills? You gotta love it.
Sooner or later, people will come to their senses. Maybe it'll take another generation. If I was a Republican running for any office, from city council to the president of the United States, I would not try to pander to woke, progressive, socialists. I would stand my ground for law and order.
I have become sick to death of these environmentalist wackos and politicians saying zero emissions, zero emissions, zero emissions. If any one of them took a physics class, they would understand that there is nothing in this world that is zero emissions. Plants, cars, anything in your life. I just wish the politicians had zero emissions.
It's a funny thing. There's all this rain, all this stuff is growing. I only hear you people talking about the pretty flowers. Nothing about a brush clearance. Because it's not like California burns to the ground every year.
Oh, yeah.
Have fun in the summer. 3/4 of the state's going to burn to the ground.
Yeah, that takeover in Compton the other night. When they write the report up on that, is that going to be one crime, or is that going to be what it was, 100 crimes in the statistic log?
Don't you get it? Stop your damn whining. It's all designed for people like you to get the out of the state.
It's not the airline's responsibility to monitor your weight. You can ask them when you buy your tickets. I'm a big person. I probably need 2 seats. You don't deflect the issue of your weight onto the airlines and your surrounding passengers.
I think the airlines should be required to have the food be all you can eat buffet.
On the homeless situation, our priorities are all screwed up. Our elected officials are taking care of the undocumented. They're well cared for. And look what we're facing with all the encampments. The mental illness, the people that really need the help, the drug addicts that can use the help. The situation is horrible for them. Our priorities are wrong.
Oh, the great outreach workers and all the work they do. Yeah, if they were so great at their job, there wouldn't be any homeless people. Waste of money.
Easiest way to tell how many homeless people are actually in the city would just be to go to the social services office. They know. Because every homeless person that has ever been homeless has gone to the social services office and has registered for CalFresh benefits and Medi-Cal. So, I mean, that's simple. Everybody knows that.
The real reason they don't want people eating meat is they want you docile, low energy, and compliant.
So sick and f***ing tired of people in the street, butt naked, laying on sofas, doing whatever the f*** they want. If I were to go outside my house butt naked, I would get f***ing arrested, okay?
That's right.
So I don't understand what the difference is with all these f***ing people feeling sorry for homeless people. And that's what they are. They're f***ing homeless people. They're not unsheltered or whatever unhomed we want to call it. It just f***ing pisses me off.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
Dedicated
Goodbye.
To the naked lady on the couch in the Beverly Grove neighborhood near the Beverly Center. Who...
We're really living in an insane asylum, aren't we?
It is, and you can see the frustration from the Moistline callers every week building.
Very, very similar to the montage that was played for that Leaving California movie.
Yeah, it was kind of like the same thing, right?
What's it going to take to for everybody to rebel here? I don't understand.
All right, when we come back, we're going to throw some hacks into the dumpster. The category leading to this is the catalytic converter. It takes us to the LA City Council and stuff. Well, again, frustrations you're hearing from callers. It's wrapped up in these three nitwit politicians who are going in the dumpster. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hat in a dumpster.
Yeah. Let's do it. We got a whole pile of bodies to stuff in the dumpster. A lot of useless human debris. They're clogging up the L.A. City Council this week.
All right. We got to get right to it, too, because that break was freaking long. That was like 9 minutes.
When?
Holy mackerel.
I
don't know. Breaks are a minute. Some breaks are 10 minutes.
Monday, there was nothing. Can't we space this out evenly?
I got to talk to somebody about this. This is getting frustrating.
Good luck finding somebody.
Anyway, to set the scene for who's going in the dumpster, we go back a couple of weeks. There was a resolution introduced in the Los Angeles City Council by John Lee, who represents the Northwest San Fernando Valley. It was pretty simple, dealing with catalytic converter theft. Basically, if you're found on the street walking around with a detached catalytic converter, you better be able to prove that you own it. Or you have some documentation that you should be carrying.
You need a receipt.
That's it. That's the whole thing. All right?
Because 8,000 catalytic converters were stolen last year just in the city of Los Angeles. 8,000. 4 years before that, it was 972.
So this resolution did pass 8-4. But, of course, it wasn't unanimous. So they had to vote on it again. The nitwits opposing it are Heather Hutt, Nithya Raman, Marquise Harris-Dawson, and Eunice Hernandez. We begin with the nitwit Nithya Raman. Here is a piece of audio you may not believe, but while debating the catalytic converter theft resolution, she decided to blame the car manufacturer. Let's listen in.
Instead of responding to it with work, with urgency, with focus on actually addressing the issue, we say, oh, we'll just ban it. We'll just ban it, and that'll be the end of it. Instead of actually thinking about what is going to address this issue in a very real way. In this case, I think one of the things that really infuriates me is that we have a company, Toyota, who makes the Prius, that essentially has a device on their cars, which is super easy to remove. It's basically the value of a MacBook, right? That is put in a place that is incredibly easy to access in your car. And then the theft
so it's Toyota's
to
fault.
This issue have essentially Toyota's fault. All, of the
all right, let's get the mob in here.
Yeah, Toyota's fault. Not that dirtbag who stole the catalytic converter.
That actually is not so easy to explain.
Nitwit Raman, pick her up. Give her a spin.
With urgency, with focus.
There you go.
Yeah, Deva Mark.
You got a big wet one on her.
Hack number two.
Eunices Hernandez doesn't know that electric cars don't have catalytic converters. Yes.
Here's some of that audio.
Please forgive me if this is not appropriate. Let me know, okay?
Not appropriate.
But, you know, talking about this pilot, talking about the expansion of fleet vehicles that are very much tied to electric, you know, vehicles and that whole process. Like, I think about the conversation that we had around the catalytic converter piece. And if there are conversations being had with, like, vehicle manufacturers around this piece, is there any way that we can also incorporate the ask of them to also install anti-catalytic converter theft in the production of these vehicles so that we're not having to catch up?
All right, let's get the money.
Especially considering that a lot of the EVs
with the electric
EVs, which don't have catalytic converters.
Because of the precious metals within the catalytic converters.
Quiet.
So if we are expecting metals.
Yeah. Write down this. By the way, she also said that arresting people is just bad because it puts them on the wrong track in life.
Yeah, good. You're already on the wrong track. Put them away. Lock them up. Good Lord. You lock up the people who are stealing stuff. It's not Toyota's fault that they have catalytic converters on their cars. That's required by the government.
The third hack to go in and also voted against this resolution is Marquise Harris-Dawson. Basically, we actually have the audio of his argument, but he just doesn't believe that people should be punished. Let's listen.
Even in the situation where you catch me with the catalytic converters and you punish me, it doesn't help anybody. It just makes the city spend money punishing you. And
yes,
so, again,
you're right.
Our communities need resources in. When somebody gets stolen, something stolen, the city should do everything we can to make sure they're made whole, not to punish another person.
But
even in the situation
the
where you catch
have
me
to pay
with
for
the catalytic
converters
and you
throw
punish me,
now.
It doesn't
now.
Help anybody. It just makes the city spend money.
He won't shut up. He won't shut up.
That really just eludes me. So, again, somebody's catalytic converter is stolen. Let's make them whole. Let's make the taxpayers buy them a new one. But do not charge anybody that stole that catalytic converter. That doesn't help at all.
Then blame the car manufacturer and call up the electric vehicle companies and ask them why don't they put in something to protect their catalytic converters. Well, they don't have catalytic converters. These are the dumbest clucks ever. Nithya Raman, Eunices Hernandez, Marquise Harris-Dawson.
This trio of nitwits from the Los Angeles City Council. Holy mackerel.
How do they...
And you know what? I agree with you. If this is the way the world is going, I need an exit bag, too, because this is hard to make sense
of. We're going to need an exit sack for all of us.
We're going to have to be... And it really wasn't a very complicated resolution dealing with catalytic converters. You just have to prove you didn't steal it. But then
because
these four, I think they again opposed it yesterday, but it passes because...
Who is carrying a catalytic converter on them? There's no reason to be walking around with a catalytic converter. I don't have six spares in a backpack when I'm walking around. What the hell?
All right, when we return, we'll finish up with round two of the Moist Line. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
If there's one baseball clip, you have to see how the Cubs pitcher lost his perfect game. One of the Dodgers had a swinging bunt. Pitcher went to pick it up, and his catcher jumped on the pitcher's back. They were about to collide, and that blew the perfect game. It is one of the funniest plays you'll ever see. And it's time for Dodger baseball tomorrow. The Dodgers take on the Cubs in Chicago. First pitch, 11:20 a.m. Wow. Listen to the game in HD on the free iHeart app, live from the Galpin Motors broadcast booth.
It's called the time difference.
Is that what goes on?
Yeah, it would be like 1:20 in Chicago.
That's
right?
I always get confused when I travel. Keyword AM 570, LA Sports.
All right, let's go out the door with round two of the Moist Line. We collect the calls from you a couple of ways. The iHeart Radio app. Use the microphone icon. It's a nice clear message. I like it when people leave the message there. You never know with cell phones what you're going to get. But if you need to, you can always call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Ricky Martin came out of the group Menudo. That's a name you've heard before.
It's like, you know. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, I mean...
What about all the public transportation, garbage trucks, and everything else?
that's using natural gas.
That's right.
No one's talking about that.
Orbital mechanics, John. The velocity drops, the object drops out of orbit.
Just heard a story about the satellite costing about $750,000 for 5,000 hours of staff time. If you do the math, it means we're paying our auditors almost $150 an hour. That annualizes to like $300,000. Something's not right.
I called Mr. Weiner and I spoke to one of his aides, and during the conversation I asked him, why did he vote against it? And he hung up on me. I called back and he said I was cursing at him. And I said, I was not cursing at you. I was asking a question. And I said, if you hang up on me again, I'm going to ask to speak to your supervisor. You work for me. And he just hung up again. So that's what we're dealing with.
Politicians like Scott Weiner, they want the donation money from these fentanyl gang members that are making this crap and selling it over here. So they're taking donations from them. That's why that they won't close the border or anything.
Can we get a GoFundMe for the bullet train going on your page on Facebook, John and Ken?
No.
I think it's the right thing to do for California.
No.
They spent so much money on it. And,
is he being funny?
You know,
yes.
If you build it, they'll use it.
Trying to get this math right. So there's $21 billion spent since 2018 on homelessness in the state. There's 177,000 homeless people. Is that $1.1 million per homeless person over 4 years?
70,000 dead from fentanyl. So let's go to war with the cartel. But at what cost? How much more will drug addicts have to pay for their illegal narcotics? Oh, the horror.
There should be one high-speed rail, and that should be from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. It would alleviate a lot of traffic on the 15th. Get to Vegas in an hour,
yeah,
2 hours. You book every day, probably.
You guys are looking at the story the wrong way. It's just another train for the homeless to take over. Load it up, ship it off to San Francisco. Let them deal with it.
Reardon was just wonderful and the right man for the job.
They blew up all the rockets in the 60s, so this is no different. The only difference is this is a massive scale compared to the ones from the 60s, the largest rocket ever made. And now they know what to do different. As long as they don't keep repeating the same mistake, this is a success. They're just going to learn from it and move on and progress and move forward. That's how it is. We need people like him to do it, or else, you know, the government's not going to do it.
I think you missed the point. That's why Biden keeps appointing all of these failures to these positions, because he wants to fail. He's not a loyal representative of the United States.
Can somebody remind Mayor Bassetti that there's two perfectly good buildings available to house the insane amount of crazies in L.A.? One is the USC Medical Center. The original old building sits there alone with hundreds of rooms available for use. The other one is the old county jail, which sits in Lincoln Park.
Thank you for leaving your message.
There we go.
Please hang up.
Some listeners come up with suggestions and ideas. A couple of buildings to house the mentally ill.
Oh, my God. You know how many empty buildings are in L.A.? That they either own or could buy and put all these.
I thought they were taking an inventory of that to figure out if they could house people.
Aren't they always taking an inventory?
Another task force, another study.
Yes. A Blue Ribbon Commission. We're doing an audit.
Do they actually get blue ribbons when they sit on the commission?
Yes, they do.
They wear little blue ribbons
around their necks. Conway's
here. Hey now. You know, you can look outside this building, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4 office buildings in view of this studio that are empty.
Yes.
Well, you don't want to put the homeless in there, do you, Tim?
Oh, I don't care where they go. Look, half of them are here on the fourth floor anyway.
two-thirds of this floor is empty. I wouldn't care if they stacked homeless people in all the abandoned cubicles.
Yeah, I think that's what's already there.
Yeah.
The Dodgers didn't do well.
Oh, no, not the sports roundup.
Oh, yeah. Come on,
guys.
Heavy sports today, Ken. So take a cigarette
break. Go down the hallway.
Anyway, so Dodgers, they're losing 13-0, and the guy loses a no-hitter on the craziest play ever.
I know.
The catcher tries to hump the pitcher. That's how they lost.
It did look like some kind of sexual attack.
They did, yeah. In front of 40,000 people. They should be fined. And then the Detroit Lions, a lot of them are being suspended for gambling.
Yes, I saw
that's
that.
Wild, man.
Yeah, I know.
That's going to be a big story. So Eric Sklar is going to come on, the Duke of Sports.
Is that right?
And then Alex Michelson.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, very light day.
He's coming on your show?
Yes. Well, he's the Duke of Sports. Also, customers are complaining there.
What's the matter? What's his name? Wasn't available?
We tried to get
Petros?
Ray.
Oh, Ray. When it comes to gambling.
He was too angry.
The tap to pay, you know how you tap to pay the credit card?
Yes. Yes. Well, yes. I heard this story. This is great.
Yeah. And now it can go through your pockets and your purse.
Yeah.
So you're walking by.
People are being charged, uh-huh. right?
And the sensor picks it up as you walk by and you're being charged.
Doesn't that make How come when I try to use it, I tap, 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 nothing?
I'm the same way. How about this? I never know where to F and tap. I can't figure it out.
It's a little simple, but I tried.
Also, I heard this. An ATM, if you do the tap to pay, that your account stays open even after you leave.
What?
Yes.
Well, I've never done that before.
Yeah.
No.
You know that my dad, probably your dad, John and Ken, your dad's probably the same way. My dad never used an ATM in his life.
No, I don't think my parents
didn't either.
Isn't that wild?
Didn't know how it worked. No. Never tried.
My dad, if he needed cash, you go to Gelson's and write a check.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Go to the bank and withdraw money.
That's right.
What my mom used to do.
Did your dad
have a cell phone, Tim, at all?
No, he never had a cell phone. Well, he never did. But I remember this. I remember my dad going to a bank, Bank America, in the Valley, and the lady at the tellers recognized him and said, "Oh, you're from the Carol Burnett Show. I love the Carol Burnett Show. My dad was a huge fan of all your earlier stuff, the movies you did with Don Knotts." And she went on and on for like 10 minutes. And he goes, "Hey, I'd like to cash a check." And then she goes, "Do you have any ID?"
Yes, fantastic. Come on, lady.
All right, Conway, next.
Ding dog.
That's a great story.
Crusher with the news. Ding dog.
Yeah.
All right.
KFI. This is live from the KFI newsroom. Just do it.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.